More than 11 million viewers watched NBC's broadcast of The Wiz live last night. Come on in, he's on down, he's on down the road. NPR TV critic Eric Deggan says the African-American take on The Wizard of Oz was a treat.
There really couldn't have been a better time for NBC to air The Wiz live. As the nation is reeling from mass shootings and civil rights protests, America needed a soothing celebration of family, friendship, and black culture. And make no mistake, NBC's The Wiz Live was fully and fearlessly filled with blackness. Boy, what I do. Classic Wiz songs like The Tin Man's Lament, What Would I Do If I Could Feel, were updated with modern grooves. Soul legends like Mary J. Blige and Stephanie Mills, who played Dorothy in the 1975 Broadway version of The Wiz, sparkled. The new Dorothy was played as an earnest but powerfully independent young black woman by 19-year-old newcomer Shanice Williams. When the Scarecrow, Tin Man, and Cowardly Lion want her to face the Wicked Witch of the West alone, she sets them straight real quick.
The three of you were fine coming along when you thought you were getting something for nothing. But now that there's a price to pay, you want to wait it out in the bar? Y'all are supposed to be my squad! You can't back out on me now!
Williams had only done local theater in New Jersey before this, but she belted her way through The Wiz's many production numbers, including the classic ballad, Home.
When I think of home, I think of a place where there's love overflowing.
The list of amazing performances included Blige as the Wicked Witch of the West. Yes, Uzo Aduba from Orange is the New Black was Glinda, Good Witch of the South. Who knew Crazy Eyes could sing like that? The script had new material written by Harvey Fierstein, crackling with modern references to iPads, sushi, and shade. There was even a neat twist where everyone assumed the all-powerful Wiz, played by Queen Latifah, was a man. Until Dorothy and her friends discovered the wizard had no powers. Once again, Dorothy had to school her crew.
You mean the Wizzes?
A fraud!
And a woman!
And what's wrong with being a woman?
Nothing.
That's right, nothing wrong with being a woman. I don't know where y'all fools learned y'all manners.
The two biggest problems with NBC's production? The camera work was often clumsy, and there were too many jarring commercial breaks. Still, NBC's The Wiz Live was its best primetime musical performance yet. It succeeded creatively where last year's Peter Pan and 2013's Sound of Music failed. I'd like to think that's because The Wiz is a great example of the power of diversity to make the best American pop culture even more compelling. I'm Eric Deggans.